This is the closing market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone right now with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group as we wrap up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
Mostly just a continuation of the war impact on the market, which is significant. Seems like, once again, the market's reacting to the crude almost directly. Although today, I don't think the crude is up that much. Crude's up just a little bit, but just you watch TV, just the constant attacks from on both sides of the war on each other. It feels like the war is not going to end anytime soon, in regards to what Trump says. Those Iranians are not going to go down easy. We know that, and the ripple effect is pretty amazing. The higher the crude impacts the corn in the soil oil markets, the energy markets. Also, the higher the cost of fertilizer and gas for the farmers, could implant their planting. There is a report a week from Tuesday, quarterly stocks and planting intention. So might mean less corn planted, who's to say? And that's all, friendly to the market.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
At the close, May corn up 6.5 at 469.75. May soybeans up 6.75 at 1168.5. May soybean meal up 10.80 at 332.50. May soybean oil down 12 cents at 65.41. On the Merck, April live cattle down 212 at 233.27. April feeders down 607 at 347.75. April lean hogs down $1.70 at 92.05. April pork cutout went unchanged at 103.40. And that's been a check of the closing market prices here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith reporting.